Not only does storyteller Jeff Geer carry a thousand stories in his head, he's able to introduce variations on them in the moment, so you never really hear the same story twice. Jeff's able to dip into a storytelling tradition that goes back to the first tales told around a fire. He's bringing fresh tales on an old tongue to HPR's Atherton Studio tomorrow night. He's with us in our studio. Hey, that's your title, not mine.
I know. It still makes me laugh.
I know.
It's true, too.
What's your emphasis going to be on this show? Breathing, okay, you got that.
I tell you, I am like a spring-loaded firework. I am a cacophony. I'm a bouquet. I'm like, I've got gifts to give and an audience in a room and a mic. I am elated. I am ecstatic.
That's all you need, right?
That's about it.
You don't even need a microphone.
Life is simple.
Just get some people in a room.
Yep. Yep, and then go forth.
Cut off their means of escape.
These are stories that I've had rolling around on my tongue for decades. I even forgot I knew some of them until some friends invited me to come and tell them here. And I thought, oh, I don't know.
So when you've got a story that's been parked in your head from 20 years ago,
yeah,
and it's sort of... I run into this with songs where I've forgotten how to play
old
a song
friends.
From the 70s.
Yeah.
And if you give me the first four bars, then I could, you know what I mean? Then
right, I do know.
The rest comes along. Is that what it's like with a story?
Right. And people say, oh, how do you remember those? Well, sometimes I don't. But you know how you drive home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes there's a stoplight, sometimes there's a traffic thing. But, you know how to go home. It's pretty much the same road. Well, that's the way stories are. They're like visiting old friends or opening up a closet and seeing a shirt you know. Oh, gosh, I'm going to try that on. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for years, and I'm astounded with how many stories I know. But the ones I'm bringing out tomorrow night, it's tomorrow night.
Better be ready, buddy.
I am ready and ready. These are like old friends. It's like sharing some deliciously moving experiences. I know what's in store. Stories can move us. Stories take us places. We sit in the same chair, but we go a long way out and feel things. You reconnect with other parts of your history and your past. You laugh in a room full of people that you. It's a communion. It's magic.
Listen, Jeff, you got one that we can stick in the time we got left here? Okay, we start with breathing. Yeah, that's...
So here's the intro to a story that I'm going to tell tomorrow night.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm in Sevilla, Spain. I'm one of 45 traditional and contemporary artists from Hawaii representing the state at the Universal Expo, Sevilla, Spain. Well, we're there for 2 weeks, which to me is like a giddy, happy time because I have nothing to do but a couple of shows, easy to do. So I spend days going around the world's exhibits of culture.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stops is in the African Pavilion. And in the African Pavilion, I love going to Nigeria. There's a gorgeous black woman, like Black Knight, indigo black. So beautiful. I'm nervous talking to her. Her partner is about 600 pounds. When she laughs, the room shakes. And she's making bad jokes left and right. I love a rug. It's finally time to go. I say, look, I really want to take this home to my wife. How much does it cost?
Let me see. I will sell you the rug.
Gives me a price.
But if you can tell me a story that makes my heart sing, then I'll tell you for less. If you can make my heart sing and tears come to my eyes, I will give you the rug.
Boy, she picked the wrong guy, huh?
I said, sit down. And the story Visions that I told her,
rug, right?
Well, cut to the chase. I'm packing the rug now to move this weekend.
I was hoping it's
a good ending. Right?
I was hoping you'd end up with the rug.
Yeah, I got the rug, and I got the story about the rug to tell on tomorrow night.
This is a perfect example of monetizing your skills, right?
For what little income there is, yes.
But, you know, it amazes me, Jeff. You've made a life out of this most fundamental of human arts. You know, maybe the first art, you know, tied with music.
I say it's the second because there's doing something and then there's telling the story about what you did.
Yeah.
And I have been lucky. I got a job with the Parks Department. I'm now retired. And they didn't really know what to do with me. It was the LBJ's Great Society, the last paid position in the city docket. I just out of the sky called up cold, walked into a room and made friends immediately, and they hired me. 30 years later, I'm retired. And during those 30 years, every chance I got to get out of the office and go talk to people and tell stories and hear their stories, I literally learned Hawaiian mythology, superstitions, supernatural life of the islands from going to senior centers. And then I talked to kids. So I have a rich life that the islands have given to me. And tomorrow night I'll tell some of them to the islands again.
You know, it makes storyteller seem almost like a misnomer, because what you're talking about is as much about receiving as it is about sending out stories.
I'm now doing summer fun shows. I've been doing three a day for the last few weeks. I'm going to do another week next week. And the kids say, yeah, I like spooky stories. I like spooky stories. And at some point I stop. I say, look, this is not trash. Are you talking? Don't talk. This is a gift. This may be the best moment of your week. Long after you've forgotten this howly boy in front of you, this story can live inside of you and guide your life. Be quiet.
And on that note, Jeff,
I'll just shut up.
Thanks very much for coming in.
I'm delighted.
Storyteller Jeff Geer shares fresh tales on an old tongue tomorrow night at HPR's Atherton Studio. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the stories begin at 7:30. You can find out more on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.